with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the very funny Nate Bargatze. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Nice to see you again. Are you speaking to us from your office? That's a cool looking spot.
Yeah, we do. We record the podcast up here just in the house. And the guy we bought this house from, he put the wood up and then moved. And so he actually is like really enjoyed the podcast because he gets to see all the wood that he put up.
Gets to enjoy the wood paneling right there. Yeah. Part of him, still part of the show.
It's a great reason to tune into a podcast.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, Nate, a lot of comics have taken time off during the pandemic, but you've been on Fallon. You taped the new Netflix special. What's been different about your approach to comedy during this time?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I just don't care about COVID. You're like, so you haven't.
Hey, I haven't stopped. I've been busier than ever, so I'm with you. Props.
Dude, it's funny. A lot of people like have been extremely busy, like a lot of regular jobs and stuff like that.
Right.
It was just like trying to find a way, you know, like we did like the drive-in, a bunch of drive-in movie theater dates. And so like it was all outside and it was just like people getting to come sit in their cars. I kind of just wanted to, you know, it's like it was such a crazy time. You hope this never happens again. But you're like, you want to hit all the sites. Like, I want to see it. I want to experience it. I want to, you know, I don't know. Is it going to be weird? Like, I was doing shows. If they're weird, you're like, I'm down to do them because you're like, I just want to feel what it feels like to do a weird show.
Sure.
So I was kind of like, let's just do it and let's hit up as much as we could. And then, I mean, we did. And then it kind of worked out with the Netflix thing that we started taping the special. So it all just kind of was like, let's make the whole year weird, dude. You know?
That's a great attitude. You can always use it for material and inspiration later on. Well, the special is called The Greatest Average American, which is a great title. What's the significance of that title?
I just always say I'm the greatest average American. I have very average American taste. I go to a lot of chain restaurants. You know, like whatever America's on board with. Music, if whatever is the top music, whatever the number one song is, I'm going to be on board.
So you're chilling at, you're going to Olive Garden, Applebee's, Chili's, listening to like Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah,
just, that's your jam.
Like song Olivia, I'm way on board with it.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
That's funny. Now some are saying this special is going to be the comedy time capsule of the COVID era. Is that? I mean, that's a huge compliment. Is that what you were setting to accomplish, or just trying to stay busy?
You know, I don't know if it's like you think about it being like the time capsule of COVID. I did want people to like, I don't want someone to watch it. We're trying to make it where if you watch it in a year, 2 years, you're not like, you know, I'm not there like an astronaut suit. And you're like, what's this?
Right, right.
But we did, you know, we talked about COVID. It was outside. We had some stuff happen during the show, like because it was live and outside. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think it just kind of ends up being that. But you hope that people can watch it and they, you know, I don't know. You don't want them to like not watch it.
Sure. You can still appreciate it. You got to just factor in planes and what have you if they're flying by.
I mean, helicopters, yeah, they were going over. It was a problem.
Yeah, when you say stuff happened because you're outside, like, did you get attacked by a bird in the middle of this?
That would have been awesome. Bird shit on you, that would have been awesome, right? Come on.
I would have loved every second.
Exactly.
I mean, that would have been the trailer, dude.
Right? We should have trained like a pigeon to come over at that certain time. I saw your daughter introduce you on your special. That's adorable. What's her age and what's she getting into?
She is 8. She did my last special and we just kind of started doing that. And I think it's kind of a fun thing for us to get to do together. We only have one kid. And so she, you know, she loves it. And I mean, to her, you know, being on Netflix is just not that big of a deal. It's taken me, you know, 15 years to figure it out. And she's like, it's just easy for her. Yeah.
Exactly. But she'll be thinking life's that way. And
it's tough with kids, you know, because kids, like for them to wrap their head around, especially when they're born into this.
Right.
Like, you know, like if your kids are like, they have it's just normal. You're their dad. This is what they do. Like, it's not like a weird thing, you know?
And your father is in the entertainment industry as well, correct?
Yeah, he's a magician.
He's the magician. I love that. And he opened for you in some shows too, right?
He's done a bunch of them. So he's done a bunch of shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's always done it. He's very funny. he gets a standing ovation when he comes out. We don't announce that he's opening. And so when we introduce him, I've talked about him a lot in my act. So they, now people know. And then I think they're surprised at how good he is. And then the show, it gets tough for me to follow, you know, like goes and does so good. And then he was introducing me, but then he would like start crying. And I was like, we can't.
He's proud. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Your dad crying.
Yeah. Right. You want people having a drink? I was like, oh God,
this magician keeps crying.
But I was surprised to hear, because when we spoke before though, I would assume if my dad was a magician, I'd learn a few badass card tricks at least to impress the ladies. But you say you didn't pick up any, right? Or you didn't bother to put in the effort?
Look, if your dad was a magician, you get magic ruined for you. I mean, the allure of magic is, my dad's practicing tricks on me when I'm a kid and just sitting there like, and I watch them not work. So he does it and they don't, you know, it's like, right. I'm like, is this hard? I'm like, no. And he's like, all right, give me like 10 minutes. And he it's just constant. You read around magic so much. He would do our birthday parties growing up because he was a clown. He would, at the very beginning, he would be a clown.
Oh, wow.
And then do magic. And then he stopped and just did magic full time. But it's so he would, I mean, we'd have to do every birthday party. And then so, you know, he's doing a magic show at our birthday party and all the kids are loving it. But I mean, I've seen everything.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, I don't want to watch this show again. Right.
Start heckling him.
Yeah.
And what about the missus? Is the wife involved at all? You got your daughter, your dad. Does she get in on the act?
She does. Yeah, she's done now. She started, you know, producing her podcast, helping with that stuff. And she's great. She provides a lot of the material, obviously, with talking a lot of marriage stuff.
Sure.
And I was lucky that she's very cool about it. You know, it's not, she's got a good sense of humor, and it's not weird when I do these jokes. And
yeah.
It really works out.
That's great, man. Well, you mentioned your podcast. It's called Nateland. Well, what do you talk about on it?
I mean, nothing, man. Absolutely
wood
nothing. It's a show about like the goal of it completely was, you know, everything's like very serious now. So everything's like all, you know, it's got to be the worst day of everybody's lives.
Right.
And so our podcast is, I mean, we've talked about aliens or like, but like, and I don't even know this stuff. We talked about calendars. We did an episode on calendars and it's just about just trying to make jokes. So sure. It's about being as lighthearted as we can be and not serious and being dumb and just being funny. And the same thing that I do in my stand-up, the goal of it is that you got enough people telling you who to vote for or what to
right.
do. You don't need me. I have no education. You should never listen to me on what I do. And just my job is to be full entertainment, which I think is sometimes entertainment has gotten away from.
And I can appreciate that. Absolutely. So quickly then, do you believe in aliens and what kind of calendar do you have?
I have just American calendar.
American? What does it look like? A flag? What is it? What is that?
I bought it in America. So.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
It's all 4th
of July. Every day's 4th of July. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Listen, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. Right. What's your TV streaming recommendation right now?
Ted Lasso.
Okay. Song you know all the words to.
Blank Space, Taylor Swift.
Classic. All-time favorite comic.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Worst homeschool subject.
Sex ed would be rude.
Your go-to late night snack.
Ice cream. Chocolate ice cream.
He really is an average American.
That's right. That,
Name one answer that's been weird.
I love it. And last one, who do you cast to play you in the Nate Bargatze movie?
I don't know. Steve Carell. I don't know. He's older than me. That's not even a good, I should have picked someone.
No, he's
younger.
A good actor. That's I'd watch that. Be funny.
yeah, it'd be good.
Well, watch The Greatest Average American on Netflix streaming now. Nate, thanks for checking in, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
All right, brother. Take care. On with Mario Lopez.